If you look at the Constitution, the militia, which is the National Guard, is a state organization commanded by the governor of each state until it is activated or called up in federal status. And when it is in federal status, the president is the commander of the militia of the several states when called into actual service of the United States. Now, I'm not just repeating that. I read that right out of the Constitution. So for a federal judge to say, well, the president can't use them once they've been called up, he needs to go back to law school and read the Constitution.
I think probably they're thinking, well, it's like when the guard got called or when you get deployed. I know when the Red Bulls get deployed, and I've had numerous friends that are in the Army, that are in the Guard in Minnesota, that have been deployed 2-3 times.
Exactly. Yeah.
Same exact thing. Well, when the hooligans, after 9/11 or during 9/11, when they were patrolling out there under federal service.
Sure.
Does it change when he's calling them up to assist stateside with things? I mean, I would imagine so. If FEMA calls them in for rescue operations, it's the same deal, isn't it?
Certainly. And we have, in the Guard, we have agreements between states of mutual assistance. So they don't have to necessarily be from that state to assist in another state. And again, the Constitution states clearly that Congress has to provide for the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. So, I mean, it's pretty specific that the president can call them up and use them.
This has just got to kind of frustrate you, isn't it?
Oh, it
watching
does.
Watching all this?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's so many legal minds now that have become political minds instead of legal minds reviewing the Constitution, that it just, it's very frustrating.
Do you think if this thing runs to the Supreme Court, which it probably will, it sounds like they're going to fast track this thing. Trump, based on what you said, he clearly has cause here.
Yeah, I think the Supreme Court will, you know, do what I just did, read the Constitution and go, yeah, No, you don't have a prayer here.
And someone mentioned, If they block the National Guard, the next thing Trump will do is call in the Marines from 29 Palms or whatever. I saw a video of this gal from down south who's married to one of those Marines. She's like, "Listen, sweetie, you don't want the 29 Palmers there. They are not there to be nice to anybody." And I'm thinking, boy, I don't know that could happen either. But could that happen if for some reason he gets blocked on the Guard thing?
Well, it could, but there is another law that is on the books that prevents the use of federal forces against our own citizens, and it's called the Posse Comitatus law.
Yep.
Yeah, and so, but that does not restrict the militia.
Right.
So
or protection. I would think, you know, we're not there to attack our citizens. We're simply there to defend an ICE facility and the officers that are there to execute warrants.
But when you look at what they're doing is preventing an insurrection, that's right in the Constitution.
Which is what seems to be going on.
Yes.
Yeah.